Remember, folks, before I sign off, send a few bucks to cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, and you'll see how to do it if you go into the website, and that'll help me tick along. Remember, too, to tune in to Neil Foster Reality Bites Radio, because I'll be on it on Wednesday, 2nd September, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And we'll have a good chat there about the state of the world and the meaning of life and the universe and all of that stuff. Because we certainly are be asking all the big questions now when you're living through one of the biggest changes in society and history, planned for years and years by big think tanks and meticulously worked out as to where it's supposed to all go, with all the proper players in place and all those who fund it in place, and years of training for some of the leaders, in fact, to participate in it all. So you're living through amazing history. So again, tune into Reality Bites Radio, Wednesday, 2nd September, 1 p.m. Eastern. Remember, folks, don't just give in. You're living through an evil time. This is a big war, and evil has a powerful sway in this planet. But you just don't crumble to it and give in, because you have an antidote to evil. You really do. But you must also take a stance. It's always the same thing. You take a stance against evil, or it runs over you. And it isn't just for what's been and what is and what's to come. The very fact you're here today is because someone stood up before you, before you came along. Evil is a tremendous evil bully. It's a bully, massive bully, destructive bully, a screaming child that's spoiled rotten, who's actually mentally unstable, that doesn't know what it wants, because it can't verbalize it. So it must project its problems on everybody else around them and blame everybody else for it. That's what it is. The last place a person wants to look at when everything goes wrong with their lives, especially when it's repetitive behavior, is themselves. I really mean that. Now, the system we're in is corrupt anyway. It's completely corrupt. It's been corrupt for as long as I can remember, getting worse all the time. And as they go into this ultra-capitalistic corporative agenda, where they want to rule us through technocracy, meaning, in other words, they want to do away with any rights for you at all, just do what you're told. They've decided to bring in a communistic system for the general population, while they at the top are untouched by it all. I mentioned the same story 20-odd years ago, and it hasn't changed. So you've got to stand up against it, because it's utterly evil. And it won't stop. If you allow it to continue, it won't stop. It'll get worse and worse and worse. And you don't want to see horror coming down the pike. And you can't stand by either and watch the health organizations killing old folk. Do you understand? When you're seeing folk being killed, that's you they're killing. Because one day you're going to be there. And they'll start off with the older folk, and they start bringing it down and down and down. And these countries like Canada already have euthanasia. All credibility of being there to help the people went out the window as soon as they started that. Absolutely. They'll never recover from that. Never. And the profit motive in healthcare is not supposed to be the same as any other branch of business. Not at all. Not like it is today. It's utterly corrupt. And that is a system that again was based in the US that spread out everywhere else too. The system, a lot of the hospitals in Canada are partly owned by American companies, some of them wholly. So remember, folks, as I say, don't give in and don't give up. I hope you're still keeping in touch with other people around you. A few, don't get many, just a few. And try to make sure they're real people. And you pledge to help each other out down the pike, because things will get worse before they get better. It's planned that way. As I've said, this system with the COVID out, they can't back off now. They've gone so far. This is like the big gang that runs the world, all colluding together for the next step of the world order. And they can't just back off now, because you'd have no option but to bring in a real functional system that is run by you. and you'd have to arrest them all for what they've done so far. You really would. And they know it. You know it. These are the same people who've put you off to wars for years and years and profited from it too. They run everything. Same big corporations. They have their hand in all kinds of things, including pharmacology or vaccine making. Massive corporations. And they know they can't back off. So take care of yourselves. Keep in touch with me, because I do read the emails, even if I can't get back to everybody all the time, because it's so much, it's overwhelming. For most, one person has got a hard job keeping up. I don't believe you, me, doing all that I do. And but I do read them, because I get a sense of people who, and it's so important, because you get inside people's lives to experience what they're experiencing. They're real human. These are beings, human beings. If you're just prattling news, it's desensitizing you from people. And that's the problem with today's technology. Most folk literally are just texting and all that, but they have no real contact with people. But, and even when they do have contact, they're not being honest about things. You've got to be honest about yourself. And everyone matters, because what you experience is real history and as it happens. Forget the books. You're living it right now. So I thank everybody who keeps in touch with me. I like to be part of their lives too. So from myself, Alan Watt, from Ontario, Canada, don't give up. Evil gets conquered, remember. Always does. It's good night. May your God or your gods go with you.